We now come to a miracle in which Jesus raised the son of a widow of Nain from the dead. Luke 7, 11 through 15. The son was being taken on his death bier with his mother weeping behind him, followed by a great crowd. Jesus, taking pity on the mother because it was her only son, touched the bier and commanded the young man to arise, and he sat up and started speaking. Luke 7:16 then says, "And there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is risen up among us, and God hath visited his people." As Christ was performing all of these miracles, he was becoming a bit frustrated, as many who saw them still did not believe him to be the Messiah. As the above passage denotes, people were seeing him as a great prophet and healer for God. It is at this time that Jesus starts to become bolder in his telling others that he is the Son of God and the Messiah in his frustration. As evidence of this, we see a bit later in Luke 7, 19 through 23, what Christ says to two disciples of John the Baptist who ask him on behalf of John whether or not he is the Messiah. He replies to them, "Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead rise again. To the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be scandalized in me." Now, here again, we run into inconsistency in the Bible. For John the Baptist was convinced at Christ's baptism that he was the Messiah, and even proclaimed it to all who would listen. Now we have him doubting and having to ask Christ if he is the one to come. It doesn't make any sense. But then the Bible many times seems to contradict itself. And to many who see these contradictions and inconsistencies, the Bible becomes less and less valid. We have many more miracles performed by Jesus. The healing of a man's withered hand, Matthew 12, 9 through 13, Mark 3, 1 through 6, Luke 6, 6 through 11. Again on the Sabbath, the healing of a blind and dumb man possessed by a demon, Matthew 12, 22, after which Jesus is said to be the devil by the Pharisees. But Jesus says to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself shall be made desolate, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, then is the kingdom of God come upon you." Matthew 12, 25 through 28. Francine says that Jesus did not believe in an entity called the devil and knew that these possessions were nothing more than mental illness or disturbance, but he had to answer the Pharisees with their own superstitious beliefs in the devil. So he used their belief in the devil to make his point. She also says he knew very well that the evil in the world was caused by men, which is why he was so against the hypocrites and the Pharisees and Sanhedrin who were spouting hypocrisy. According to Francine, Jesus knew he was fighting the powers that be and that he would ultimately suffer his passion for it. But he fought against stupid Judaic laws and their hypocrisy with every breath he took and tried to delay his fate as long as possible.